that leprosy would actually cause the nerves to be deadened in parts of your body. And once you can't feel pain, then limbs are destroyed, organs are destroyed because they get into the fire or they do things and you don't feel it. And so pain is a blessing that protects you, and leprosy would take away that pain, and therefore people would lose parts of their body. It was also, like sin, it was also deadly. Over time, it would kill the person that had it. And not only that, but leprosy would actually cause you, because it was so contagious, that you would have to be separated from your family. You'd have to be separated from a city and live out in a leper colony or something like that. And you couldn't get within like 10 feet of anybody. And it was a tough disease to deal with. Now, I would ask you to turn to Luke chapter 17 in your copy of God's Word, the King James Bible, and you'll see there that there were 10 lepers, 10 men that were lepers waiting for the Lord Jesus because they wanted something from him. What do you think they might want from Jesus? Well, I think you would understand they wanted to be healed because he is God in the flesh doing miracles everywhere. And wherever he touched people, wherever he went, he healed them. And he could heal lepers, and he did heal them. And so they were waiting for Jesus to heal them. And so he was going to Jerusalem, and there was a village outside of Jerusalem. And here's what it says in Luke 17, verse 13. It says, they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And mercy meant, be sorry for us. Be sorry for our pain, what we're going through. And I never saw anybody in the Bible that said, Jesus, have mercy on me, where Jesus didn't have mercy on them. Anybody that comes to Jesus, he doesn't turn you away. And today, you need to know that that's true of you too. If you need his mercy, and by the way, we do need his mercy, because we've got something worse than leprosy. It's called sin. And it's in our heart, and then it's in our thoughts, and it's in our life, and we disobey God, and we disobey his words. And somebody said, you don't break God's commandments, you break yourself on his commandments. And leprosy will lead us to die. The sin will lead us to die that we've committed. Then we have to go to a judgment, and then we are thrown into a literal lake of fire to pay for our sin. So that's the mercy I want. That's the mercy I've received. I've gone to Jesus as a leper, and I've said, Lord Jesus, save me. And I can testify he has, because he always keeps his word. And so today, these lepers, they went to Jesus. They said, have mercy on me. And he said to them something very interesting. He said, go show yourselves unto the priests. Go show yourselves unto the priests. Now, why did the Lord say that? Well, he kept the law. The Lord kept the Old Testament. He kept all the commandments of the law, every part of it. And so in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel, under the law of Moses, if somebody claimed to be healed of, say, leprosy, they had to go to the priest, the sons of Aaron, and the priest would verify, you're clean, you're healed, you can go back to your community. If the priest said you're not healed, you had to stay in the leper colony. But if he said you're healed, you can go back. And so Jesus said to these lepers, you go to the priest and have the priest verify you're healed. The only one thing that was strange about it, when he told them to do that, they were not healed. They looked down and they had leprosy. They had it all over their body. There was nothing changed. And so you might think in a situation like that, you might say to Jesus, I have leprosy all over my body. I'm not healed. How can I go to the priest? They didn't do that. You know why they went? They had faith. They had faith in Jesus Christ. They believed his word. And if someone has faith in Jesus Christ, they will do what Jesus says to do in his word, the Holy Bible. You will do what Jesus says to do if you have faith in the Holy Bible and his word. And so they had faith, and they went to the Jewish priest who was designated to do that. And what a blessing it was that they went to the priest And when they got to the priest, guess what happened? They had no leprosy. They were healed as they went to the priest. They were cleansed as they went to the priest. Can you imagine? They're walking along. They have leprosy. They're doing what Jesus... I trust Jesus. I'm going to the priest. The priest, I'm not going to have leprosy when I come to him. And all of a sudden, somewhere in their journey, they're all healed. And they're like, yeah! They go to the priest. And what a blessing that is. Now, the Bible said this in Luke chapter 17, 11 through 14. Luke 17, it says, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. From that phrase in verse 14, as they went, they were cleansed. I have my message today. I'm preaching to you on you will be healed as you go. The message today is you will be healed as you go. And number one, you will be healed for your salvation. You will be healed for your salvation. I was up in Carbondale knocking on doors. And we went to a house, Brother Matt and I went to a house up there. And we met a lady named Jennifer. And she had six children. And I said to her, wow, I have had six children. And I said, mine were girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. And she said, mine are girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. And I said, when we took a trip to go down to Florida or wherever, we'd take family vacations, and we'd have a big minivan back then. You know, you got to have a minivan when you have a family like that. You should see my kitchen table back then and how we sat down to eat, the kids and their friends and everything. And I said, I used to call, I'd say, hey, how about the littles get in the van first? Then the middles get in the van. And then the bigs get in the van. And they would get in, little, middles, and bigs, little, middles, and bigs. I when they were all adults and they came to our house for Christmas and they were sliding, I was rooting for the littles and the middles and the bigs to beat each other. I had them competing. But anyway, I'm saying to you that I said that to Jennifer, and she said, well, I call my kids littles and bigs. Six kids, girl, boy, girl, boy. I said, do you think there's something special about my visit to you today? And then she said, you know what? I believe the election was stole. And then she said, you know, I don't believe in this abortion. And it's wrong. And they're doing these wicked things. And I was like, wow, I don't believe in abortion either. And I do believe that our free country is being stolen by globalist deep state people that are just taking control of our country. And she believed all of that. And then I thought I would ask her a very important question. I said, I have two spiritual questions to ask you. I said, you know, are you going to heaven when you die? And then I said, how does a person get into heaven? You know what? She said, I don't think I'm going to heaven. And she said, she gave a wrong answer of how to get into heaven. She didn't know the right answer from the Bible. And I said, you know what? I believe God sent me here to tell you how you can go to heaven. I said, you know you're a sinner and you're going to die and go to hell to pay for your sins unless you get saved. And sin is like leprosy. And I told her all about that. And I said, the way to be saved is in Acts 16:31. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It's God's simple plan of salvation. Christ kept the law for us. He died for us under his curse. He was buried. He rose again. He's the great healer. He will heal you of all your sins. He will take them away if you will put your faith in him. And then I gave her an illustration. I said, Jennifer, here we are in your house up in Carbondale. I said, what if I told you that a nuclear bomb was going to be dropped on Carbondale and it was going to wipe your house out, Jennifer? It's going to wipe Andy's house out. It's going to wipe everybody's house out in Carbondale. But I said, we have a helicopter and it's scheduled to come tomorrow and we're going to pick you guys up that come on this helicopter that get on. I said, would you get on the helicopter? She kind of hesitated. I said, if you really believe there was a bomb, would you get on the helicopter? And she said, oh, yes, I'd get on the helicopter. I'd have my family get on the helicopter. We'd get on there. And it's the same way with Rahab the harlot. She really believed that their city was under judgment. She really believed that the Israelites would defeat the Canaanites that were her friends and family. And she asked that they save her when they came. And they said, if you're in this house and you hang a scarlet cord from the window of the house and we can see it and you keep your family in there, we will not kill anybody in that house. And that is a picture of what it means to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will never have to go to the judgment because Christ took your judgment when he died on the cross and he paid for it. You believe on and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will not have to be perfect because Jesus was perfect for you. He kept the law of God for you. And Jesus is the one that is the Savior of the world. That's what his name means. Jehovah saves. The Lord saves. And so I told her that and I said, would you like to be saved, right? Right now. And she said, yes. And I said, pray that sinner's prayer and ask Jesus to save you and put your faith in him. And she received the gift of salvation. What a wonderful thing that is. Just like Rahab, she was saved because she stayed in her house and had the scarlet cord hanging out of the window. And just like those 10 lepers were healed, listen to me, because they went to Jesus and in faith they believed him and proved their faith by going when he said to go even before the leprosy was healed. They did what Jesus said. And you say, well, what does Jesus want me to do? Jesus wants you this morning to admit that you're a sinner, that you're going to die and go to hell forever, and to realize the most important thing is not what you're going to do this in this life and how much money you're going to make and what good times you're going to have, but that you are saved, that you have a home in heaven. That is the most important thing this morning, and you can be healed if you will put your faith in Jesus. Get on that helicopter and do it today and you'll be saved. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There was an individual years ago, and I remember it. There was an individual years ago I heard on a TV interview. And there was actually a number of ladies. There were a few ladies and they were on this TV interview. I believe it was like made in the 1970s. I may have watched it in the 90s or later. I don't remember when I watched it, but it was a TV interview. And the thing that really got me was these ladies were survivors of the Titanic. And they said something I'd never heard before. These were old ladies by then, very old. They told me something I'd never heard before. Maybe you haven't heard it. They said that when they were in the lifeboats, that they saw a man, and he was a born-again Christian, in the water. And he would go up to other people in the water, and he would say, you need to be saved. We're going to die, but you need to be saved from hell to go to heaven. And he said, Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He's your lifeboat. Put your faith in him, just like you'd get in a lifeboat. And then he would go down in the water again, and the frost and the cold was trying to get him. I think of Matthew Brent. I visited him in the hospital. He's got frostbite. He pray for him. He's recovering from that frostbite. But I think about that water. It must have been horrible. But he went to the next person. He says, Acts 16:31, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And then he went down again. And finally, he didn't come up. He succumbed to the cold, icy waters of the North Atlantic. But these ladies said, we heard him, and we put our faith in Jesus Christ to save us. And we have lived for the Lord because of that man. I am saying to you that the Bible is very clear. You will be healed as you go when it comes to your eternal salvation. by doing what the Bible says. And you say, well, what does the Bible say? It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It's simple. Somebody says, that sounds like easy believism. No, it's just called believism. That's what the Bible says. And if you realize you're lost and you're on your way to hell, you will believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. I don't care who you are, if you're a young person, if you're an older person. In fact, more young people get saved than older people, to be honest. But if you're an older person, listen, you may never have another opportunity like this. And so you need to get saved. Now, there was another individual that finally did what the Lord told him to do, just like these lepers did. And he was a leper, and he was not an Israelite. He was a Syrian. He was a general in their army. He was a very successful warrior. He was a hero in his land. But he had a problem. He was a leper. And let me say something. No matter how much money you have, no matter how much a job you have, no matter what good things you've got, you have a problem. You're a leper. That means that you've got sin in your life. And it's going to take you to death and to hell unless you're saved. And so this man was named Naaman. And Naaman had a little maid who believed in God and was from Israel. And she wanted to tell her master the truth because she wanted him to get healed. Just like we want to see people get saved. That's why we do what we do. We want people to get saved. That's what this is all about. And so she wanted him to get healed. And so she said, there is a prophet in Israel, and God will use him to heal you if you'll go to the prophet in Israel. And so Naaman went with his horses and his men and his riches and his money. And he thought, yeah, I'm this important man, and he's going to heal me of my leprosy. He even told the king of Syria, and the king of Syria wrote a letter to the king of Israel and said, you know, you're going to heal my general, right? In Israel. He's going to get healed. And the king of Israel is pulling his hair out. He said, what is he talking about? How can I heal him? I'm just a man. And you see, it was just human pride trying to get saved by money, trying to get saved by good works, trying to get saved. Listen, God doesn't want your pride. He wants you to come to him as a sinner. And he said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I want to show you mercy through Jesus, and I want to save you. And so Naaman came to the prophet, and the prophet didn't even come out. Elisha didn't even come out of his house. He sent a messenger out, and he said to Naaman, the messenger said, you got to go in the Jordan River, which was a muddy river. I've been there. I got my cell phone baptized in the Jordan River, a muddy river. And he said, not a great river. He said, go in there and dip 7 times, and your skin will come out like a baby. You'll be like a baby, and you'll be clean from your leprosy. And Naaman freaked out. He was like, what? I'm a great general. You come out, you won't even come out and meet me and talk to me personally? And by the way, some people think God has to come down and give them a vision till they'll know they're saved or make fireworks happen or do some miracle in front of them. But God says, no, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. God says, I've chosen to save people through the foolishness of preaching the word of God. God says, sound out the word of God. And if you believe, you'll be saved. But Naaman walked away. He was too proud. Some of you may walk away from church today, and you may be too proud to receive this old Baptist fundamental preacher's message from the Bible and believe it. But if you believe it and receive it, you'll be saved forever. Just like I got saved when I was 17, and I'm still serving the Lord. You'll be saved forever. And so that happened on that day, and Naaman's friends said, wait a minute, don't walk away. If he would have asked you to pay a lot of money, if he would have asked you to do some great military feat, you would have done it. I remember when I was a kid, I used to sit there and think about, I wish I knew I were saved. I wish I knew I was going to heaven, because I'm afraid I'm going to go to hell and burn in that fire. And I just go to church, and I don't understand the preacher how to be saved. And I wish I could just run around. I was a good runner. I actually won some stuff for running and trophies and stuff. And I said, I wish it was a sprinter, fast races. I said, I wish I could run around a track and in a certain time make it, and I know I could do that because I'm a good runner, and I would know I'm going to heaven. But I had no assurance based on the Word of God because I wasn't really saved. And so his friends said to him, just go back and do what the prophet said. If he would have told you some hard thing, you know, run around the track, you'd have done it, right? Yeah. Because you don't want this leprosy, right? He said he's made it simple. He's made it something that a child can understand. You know, wash in the Jordan seven times and you'll be healed. And he did it, and his skin came up like a baby skin. It was clean. He was healed just because he did it. And the same thing is true of you. If you will do what the Lord said first by faith, you'll see the results in your life. Jesus will cleanse you. Amen. Jesus will come into your life. I know it happened to me. And we have the testimony of God's word that it happened to these individuals. And you can have the same thing happen to you as happened to them. And these lepers did what Jesus said. Why? Not because they saw the leprosy was clean. They didn't first see to believe. They believed to see. And the Bible says, believe to see the heavenly gates. Believe to see Jesus in the flesh. Believe to see, and you will see. It's by faith. That's what the Bible says. And today you're being invited. In fact, right now you're being invited to put your faith in Jesus Christ and to say, Lord, I do believe. I do put my trust in you. Save me. And he will do it. He says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But not only that, you will be healed as you go for your sanctification. Not only your salvation, but your sanctification. You say, sanctification? Yes. In other words, Jesus saves you from the penalty of sin. That's going to hell. He does that. But he will also save you, once you believe in him, listen to me, from the power of your sin. Sin has power even after you're saved. Amen? And it has power, and it lives inside of us. It's like two dogs fighting inside of us, and they are one fighting against the other. One's a flea-bitten, dirty dog, and other's a clean dog, and they are fighting within us, and we want to make sure that we don't get bit by that dirty, rotten dog of sin. And sometimes we do. And Rebecca, Jacob's mother, had two babies inside of her, Isaac's wife, and they were fighting each other. And I said in my Sunday school class, the one Esau represented the old nature, or the old Adam. He was called Red. And the other was Jacob, and he represents the new nature. And you have the spirit and the flesh. They're fighting inside of you. But guess who delivers you from the power of that old dog of sin so it doesn't bite you and bring you down? You know, dogs that do bad things, I don't like it. My son has two dogs. They're retrievers. My youngest son, he was just up to visit us with his two retrievers. And he told me something that made me sad. His wife, before they got married, when she lived in Dunmore, she had a cat named Bailey. And she found this poor kitty that couldn't walk very good and was kind of injured. And she said, I'm going to take this cat in. And she took the cat in, being kind, to be with Bailey. And she named him Birdie. And we used to see Birdie when they were living in Michigan, and wherever they went, we saw Birdie. And we saw Birdie very rarely because Birdie had wide eyes when she was a fraidy cat, because she knew she couldn't walk very good, and she would hide and all of that. And they had her for 11 years. Now they moved to North Carolina. They moved into a beautiful neighborhood, but they have neighbors, and they're friends with their neighbors, but they had a husky dog. And the husky dog, my son and daughter-in-law said, saw Birdie just relaxing and killed her just like that, jabbed her in the belly. And my son took her and rushed her to the hospital. He said, that was probably good. I had to rush her to the hospital, Dad, because I had time to think and not kill the dog. I would have killed the dog. And he rushed her to the hospital, but it was too late. You know, the vet hospital, it couldn't save her. And, you know, that dog that's inside of you is sin, and it wants to destroy you and cause harm and pain. And I've seen it as a pastor over and over and over again. But I can tell you this, that Jesus Christ died and rose again to save you from that rotten dog of sin. And he gave you a new life when you believed. If you believe, you have a new life, and he is the resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. That means that not only are you going to live in the resurrection and your body be raised, but right now, life is in you. It's what animates your being. And you say, what life is that? It's the life of the risen Christ. Because he didn't stay on that cross. He didn't stay in the grave. He rose from the dead, as we talked about last week. And he lives, listen to me, to cause you to overcome that wicked dog that wants to destroy you. And the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see, if you believed on Christ, when he died on that cross, not only did he die for your sins so you wouldn't go to hell, but he died on that cross to kill what you were before you were saved. He died on that cross to punish what you were, and as you were born, a natural man or woman in Adam, condemned to hell and under sin, living in the realm of sin, under the slavery to the reign of sin. He killed that. When he died, he identified with what you were. He came down and identified, and he became like you in the likeness of sinful flesh, and it was condemned to death. And then he was buried. And when he rose again, he never had to go back there to where he was. And if you believe on him, you are now living in another realm. You see, let me explain it this way. If you're born again because you believed on Christ, you are in an airplane. The law of gravity is still functioning, and the law of gravity is such that no matter what happens, it's always going to do this. Whatever goes up must come down. The law of gravity pulls down. But if you get an airplane, the airplane overcomes the law of gravity. If you're in Jesus Christ, and you are if you're saved, then you can fly above the law of gravity as you walk in the Spirit of Christ. And in that way, Jesus is saving you from the power of that old dog, because that old dog can't jump up in that airplane. And you're flying. And you say, what if I fall in the airplane? Well, if you fall in the airplane, you're still falling in the airplane. You're not falling out of the airplane to the ground to be where it used to be. You're falling in the airplane. We sin as believers, but we fall in the airplane. Same way if a helicopter drops you on a mountaintop, like we said, the helicopter drops you on the mountaintop. If you fall on top of the mountain, you are still on top of the mountain. You don't fall down to the ground where you used to be. You see, you fall on top of the mountain. That's where you are as a believer. And so you're free from the realm and the rule of sin by being in the risen Christ. And that's why you will be saved for your sanctification by the risen Christ. And the Lord tells you in Romans chapter 6 what you're to do. And you say, why should I do what the Lord tells me to do? Because you were saved by faith, and now you're going to be saved from the power of your sin by faith, and you're going to be healed as you go. Did you hear me? You're going to be healed as you go. And what does that mean? You need to know what I just told you. And the Bible talks about it in Romans chapter 5, 6, and so forth. And Romans chapter 8, you'll be healed as you go. So you need to know these things that Christ did for you. And number two, you need to reckon. You say, well, reckon, what does that mean? That means you need to be able to look in your bank account and see what you have and then use it to pay your bills. You need to reckon when sin's coming at you. Wait a minute. I am in Christ. I do not have to say yes to that sin. It kind of reminds me of a slave in the Old South. You ever heard of the Old South? You ever heard of slavery? You know about it. How many know about slavery? All right, they had slavery in the Old South, and you're a slave in the Old South, and you hear a law called the Emancipation Proclamation. It says you're no longer under the law of slavery. You're no longer owned by a master. That it's illegal in the United States. Now, if you believe that law, which was law of the land, if it's real, then what are you going to do when the master said, hey, come and give me my ham and eggs right now? You're going to say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm leaving. Goodbye. I'm free. You might have the habit to do it. You may have been beaten for not doing it, but you're saying, I'm free. I'm free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Listen, we are free in Jesus Christ. We can sin, but we don't have to sin. We don't have to listen to it. So you need to know that, to reckon upon it, count upon the fact of it, and then yield to according to what you know and have reckoned. Yield your members of your body to do what God wants you to do. You say, but I feel the power of sin. I see sin in me. I feel like I just have to do it. Those lepers saw the leprosy, but they did what Jesus said. You just do what Jesus says. And he will cause you to overcome that sin, and he will save you from the power of that sin. Let me say one more thing about that. Remember Peter, he backslid, he sinned. And Jesus said, Peter, I'm praying for you that your faith fail not. And Peter sinned even after that. But Jesus prayed for him that his faith fail not. And if you're a true believer in Jesus Christ, thank God, even when you sin and even when you fail, you know that Jesus right now is praying for you at the right hand of God. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is praying for you in your spirit, inside of you. He's praying for you. Even when you can't express your prayer properly, he's praying for you. And so I'm just simply saying to you, you're healed as you go in the faith of the Word of God from the power of sin, and you're healed for your eternal salvation from the penalty of sin by believing upon the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Word of God. And finally, go with me, you are healed for as you go for your service for God, for your service. Those 10 lepers, they did in faith what the Lord wanted them to do because they believed him, and they didn't feel like they were healed because they weren't. But they stepped out in faith, and guess what? They were healed. You need to step out in faith to serve the Lord. To do with the Lord. I think of one of our graduates from our Christian school, his sister. She told me a while back that she was sick, very, very sick. And she called in to her Christian school where she's teaching little kids in the Christian school, Landmark Baptist School in Florida. And she called in, she said, I can't go in, I'm sick. The whole floor is going around. And they said, all right. And so she stayed home. I guess that was on a Thursday, maybe. And then the next day, she was told she was sicker than the day before. And she was told, man, we got to have you. We are shorthand. We just got to have you come in. Can you come in? And she just dragged herself in. And she had these notes there, and she hadn't even prepared the lesson. And she had these notes and studied the notes briefly just as she was going in and gave a Bible lesson to the kids on how to be saved. And she had the kids that heard it raise their hands. Some of them had already been saved, but there were three of them that had never professed faith in Christ before. And she said they got saved. And she said it was like God's strength was all over me. She said, I was weak, I was sick, but God's strength came all over me. Do you know that you will be healed as you go? Because you're stepping out in faith to serve the Lord. You wouldn't believe all the things that happened to us this morning to try to stop us to be here where we are right now to give you the good news. But we're here because we believe that we'll be healed as we go. We stepped out in faith, and we're walking by faith so that we can serve God. And listen, if I waited for feeling good for every time I gave somebody the gospel, if I waited till I felt like it for every time I, you know, served God in any way, like Thursday night going out sowing, I would go out many times I wouldn't be there. But after I step out in faith, I feel so good. I feel good that I've done what God wanted me to do. And I'm saying today that you will be healed by the Lord Jesus Christ as you go. And it's for your eternal salvation. It's your sanctification. It's your service. You'll be healed as you go for doing what the Lord said by faith. If you're not saved today, put your faith in Jesus Christ and say, Lord, save me. And then you share with others, I've been saved. You make it public. But you're saved when you believe in your heart. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou might be saved. Maybe. No, thou shalt be saved. And secondly, if you are saved and born again, you struggle with sin, you don't have to continue in sin. The Bible says that the risen Christ will continually be saving you from the power of that sin. And which dog wins, the flea-bitten mean dog or the good dog, the dog that you feed? You need to feed that new nature with the right association. Stay away from those things that stir up that old dog and feed it with the right. And then you can overcome sin, saved by the power of Jesus. Come to church and get fed the Word of God. Come back tonight at 7. Come on Wednesday. You want to overcome? I'm just telling you how Jesus works. And that's a great thing. And then thirdly, you'll be saved to serve the Lord. And He will save you to serve. And how will He do it? He will help you to serve Him by having you learn to step out in faith and do what God wants you to do, not what you feel to do. A lot of times I don't feel like it, but I do it. And then God shows up. Amen? And He shows up. All right. Praise the Lord. Let's bow for prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed. The first thing I said is that those lepers were cleansed because they did what Jesus told them to do in faith. And Jesus tells you today that we're all sinners and we're on our way to hell. And we need to be saved forever and go to heaven. And the way we're saved is by recognizing that and then putting all of our trust in Jesus to save us. The Bible says it, but it's for you to do it. And I wonder if you say, Pastor, I know that I'm saved. I have 100% assurance based on a Bible reason, because of the Bible. I know it. Would you raise your right hand? Just hold it up. I know I'm saved. Amen. All over this auditorium, people raise their hand. Now, there's some of you here that you don't know, and we want you to get saved, and I want to pray for you. So I don't want you to leave here and miss out. So if you couldn't raise your hand the first time, but you say, Pastor, I'm not sure I'm saved with 100% certainty based on the Bible, would you pray for me? Would you raise your right hand and say, Pastor, pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Wherever you are, just raise it and be honest. Those that are praying, you pray. I see 1, 2, 3 hands, 4 hands. Yes, I see your hands. Thank you. You may put it down. I see 5 hands. Thank you. You may put it down. I see 6 hands. I want to be saved. Listen, I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to miss this opportunity. I may never get another opportunity. I don't care what people think. I don't care what somebody next to me thinks. I want to be saved. I want Jesus. Now, those of you that raised your hand just then, only those of you, everybody else, keep your head down and pray. Would you just look up and look at me? Just, yeah, thank you, thank you. I see that. All right. I just want to tell you, being saved is not hard. It's very simple. Jesus paid for it by His blood when He died on the cross. He paid for all of our sins. He was buried. He rose again. And He says, just put your faith in me, like you would get on an airplane and say, I accept you, Lord Jesus. He will take you to heaven. He will take you through this life and help you to overcome the bad things of sin in your life. But you have to pray to Him. So if you want to be saved, would you just bow your head for a moment? Just bow your head and repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I deserve to die. I put my faith in You to save me and wash my sins away. In Your name, amen. And amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, would you just raise your hand if you asked Jesus to save you? All right. Can I ask you to stand and just come on up here, those of you that did that, young people, and our soul winners come. Our young people, help them to come. Yeah, all of you come on up and you stand. And anybody else that trusted Christ, I want to have someone pray with you. Yeah, you just come up and you two come right over here. Hi. Good to see you. Can you go with me?
And can you? Hi, hi. Good to see you guys. All right. My wife, can you take these guys right here? These three.
I have a couple of these guys. So good, too.
Oh, my. All right. We'll give them rewards. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen. I'm going to ask that we stand together. And as we stand, the invitation is being played this morning, not only for salvation, but the message was on, you're healed as you go for your service. You're healed as you go for your sanctification from sin. And I wonder today if God spoke to your heart about some things in your life from His Word that perhaps you've not been doing as you ought. And you need to make the decision to put these things into practice in your life. The altar is open. It's empty now, but you're welcome to come and to do business with the Lord and to pray to Him, because we're here to meet with God. Amen. We're here to make decisions for the Lord Jesus Christ. And you could be the one to step out and say, yeah, God spoke to me. Yes, He said some things to my heart from His Word. And I'm going to come and I'm going to make that decision to go forward for the Lord. Because the Bible is very clear. You're healed, listen to me, as you go and do by faith what God wants you to do. And God will heal you. And He will heal things in your life. And He will take things out of your life. And He'll put better things back in your life if you do what God wants you to do. So let's sing that song, and if you still need to come, you come while God is calling believers.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me. He bled for us, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
You know, Jesus is in church, and Jesus is calling us to walk with Him. Jesus is calling us to talk with Him. Jesus is calling us to serve Him. Jesus is calling us to be cleansed from our sin and to get away from the sin in our life. It's our enemy. He died and rose again to give us these blessings. And may you take Him at His word. One more verse, and if you need to come, you come. One more verse. All right, one more verse.
Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot.
Get it right.
For Thee, whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
Amen. We just had young people that came up here from Wonder Church downstairs, and these young people have trusted Christ as their Savior. Praise the Lord for that. And one of the young people, we have them that trusted Jesus. And have you guys trusted the Lord to be your Savior? Praise God. That's wonderful. Well, we'll be praying for you. Let's pray.
Father in heaven, we do thank you for this great opportunity to spread the good news about your Son. Lord, we thank you. He's still saving people. He's still saving young people and older people. He's blessing them. And I just pray, Lord, you bless them. Help them to get baptized and to follow Jesus and to do what he wants and be part of a church and bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated. All right, amen and amen. And there's counseling still going on, and we do appreciate that. And our counselors will come back to me to let me know all that happened. But Cody Ganier, pray to receive Christ. Dominic White, David Tonsil, and there's some of these are being counseled. Another young person, trusted the Lord. Another one, Sedates, trusted the Lord. Layla trusted the Lord. Kayan White trusted the Lord. Kayana trusted the Lord. So praise the Lord for this big day and all these decisions that have been made, are being made to be healed and to be cleansed and to have eternal life. And that's an answer to prayer. Amen. Wonderful. All right. We're going to have a baptism afterward, but we want to give out something to the kids that did that. And my wife is talking to some ladies, young ladies, and she said that they did really good. So I'm gonna take this and this. No, this and this. And I'm going to give that to her to give to those ladies later because they did really good. All right, we have a baptism. Amen. All right. All right, this is Larry, and I believe he's on Brother Eric's route. I believe he's on Brother Eric's route, and he's going to get baptized. Amen. All right, amen. Brother Joe is going to baptize Larry. Amen and amen. That is wonderful. Praise the Lord. That is great. And these young ladies right over here prayed to receive Christ. And I'm going to give Mrs. Bloom, I'm going to give these to her. Brother Matthew, give these to Mrs. Bloom to distribute to those girls. And I praise the Lord for that. I believe they're, that's wonderful. It's great. All right. Let's see. I think we have one more, though, to give out. And, of course, we have our banana split. Brother Bruce, you got somebody? What's her name? Huh? You don't know her name? Come on up here. I'll give this to you. I'm going to get your name, though, when you come up. Bruce is funny. He knows, he meets everybody, but he forgets their names. It's something. What's your name?
Kiana.
All right, I'll say it for her. She's too shy. I understand. Kiana. Kiana is her name. Amen. I know. You like those? That all right? All right. You got it, Kiana. All right. Amen. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. All right. Wait a minute. We have a guy from Brother Matt's bus route that's going to be baptized. David, amen, from Carbondale. Amen. Praise God. Amen, brother. I heard you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful. All right. Amen and amen. G13. Okay. All right. Let me do that. All right. All right. So, all right. Pastor and Deacon want to recommend Larry White, who just got baptized, for membership in the church by his profession of faith and baptism. Do I have a motion? Quiz. Second, Jennifer Stelz. So moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that's carried. Larry is received into the membership, amen, of the church. And I just want to make sure, you know, just like there's a name written in the book of heaven, want to make sure that we have Larry here on earth. And amen, praise God. That's wonderful. All right. We got some more here. Awesome. They all prayed to receive Christ. And we just had another one named Shahida McKnight. And she trusted the Lord as her Savior and came forward. Praise the Lord for that. And she's a teenager, 13. And then Savannah Castro came forward. She prayed to receive Christ as her Savior. And then Nasira Burley prayed to receive Christ as her Savior. And then Laura Lee Anna Castro prayed to receive Christ as her Savior this morning. And we also have here Melania Castro, blessed family, huh? Prayed to receive Christ as their Savior. If there are any relation to Fidel, now they're in Jesus. Amen. So that is great. Praise the Lord. I have so many young people and people, adults too, that trusted the Lord. Wonderful. We're so glad for all the good things that happened. Now, I want to pray and give God thanks for everything. But I also, are we done with baptisms? We did everybody? Brother Joe, are we done? Okay, I want to pray and give thanks, and then we're going to go downstairs, and hopefully the world's largest banana split will be ready. Absolutely. But we got to do something, you know, after you have a birthday, you have a celebration. So Jennifer, it's her birthday, Jennifer Stelz, and you brought a visitor today, Jennifer. That's awesome. And we want to sing happy birthday to Jennifer, okay? So, Jennifer, would you stand, please? And we'll sing her happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jennifer. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Only one will not do. Born again means salvation. How many have you?
Jennifer loves the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Wonderful. Amen and amen. All right, let's pray and ask God to bless the what we're about to receive, the banana split. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the fact that we can go and celebrate not only Jennifer's birthday, but spiritual birthdays of young people and adults that have had a new birth in Jesus Christ. Lord, we give Jesus the praise that he came and died and rose again to save us, Lord, and will forever be with the Lord. What a blessing. Father, help us to follow him when he says what he says for us to do and to be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, quietly just slip out downstairs and hopefully we're set up.
Got saved today.
I'll just follow it up from there. pushing her. Amen.